BMW?
Two exact BMWs.
I told you to check the license plate.
It was an honest mistake.
No, we thought it was the same car. It looked exactly the same.
I can deal with his impotence. I cannot deal with your incompetence.
Okay, is it as stupid as it sounds?
Yes, absolutely.
It is, really?
And it's actually based off a true story down in Florida about three bodybuilders who actually did this thing. And it ends a little more gruesome than the movie.
Don't ruin it for the few that will see it.
That's from director Michael Bay, who's decided to hit the brakes a little bit here and not have a movie starring giant transforming robots. The only problem is Michael Bay doesn't know the definition of hitting the brakes, and this movie is still loud, overstuffed, and obnoxious. The only thing that saves it marginally is the chemistry between Mark Wahlberg and Dwayne Johnson and Anthony Mackie. They're kind of the bumbling three stooges of this thing. And sometimes it works. So I was watching the crowd. About every 17 minutes, they would laugh. I don't know if that's a positive thing or not. The movie, again, it's just, we've seen all these tricks from Michael Bay before. He just does not know anything about subtlety. And that's what ruins the movie. It's 134 minutes, which a movie like this does not need to be that long. So it ultimately ends up being dull, misogynistic, and taxing to sit through. I'm going to say you're going to endure quite a bit of pain with very little to gain if you see this movie. And like his Transformers movies, this is less than meets the eye. I'm going to give it a D plus.
But if you're like 22 years old and you're a man and you've had three pitchers of beer with your buddies, it's probably great.
It's going to be the best movie ever.
Now, there's another one that is getting some attention just because of the cast. The Big Wedding stars Robert De Niro, Diane Keaton, and Robin Williams. What are you hearing about it?
All this screened the same night as Pain and Gain, and I still think I chose wisely going to see Pain and Gain. This is a remake of a French film, and I have not read one positive review of it. This great cast, this comedic concept, and it's just falling flat on its face. From what I've read so far, it's about 10 reviews, but not good.
Oh, well, you can't believe reviewers.
That's true. We don't know what we're talking about.
There are some big movies opening up in May, especially one next weekend is getting a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. This is Marvel's The Avengers Phase 2, where they break apart the characters now from The Avengers, and we get Iron Man 3. This one looks pretty dark, but it looks like a lot of fun. That's coming out. After that, we've got The Great Gatsby. It's basically, with Iron Man 3, it's the unofficial start to the summer movie-going season, so there's a lot to look forward to.
And what's coming out on Blu-ray and DVD?
This week, available now, is The Impossible, which is the tsunami flick with Naomi Watts, Ewan McGregor. We have Promised Land, which is the anti-fracking drama / I guess dramedy with Matt Damon. We've got Gangster Squad with Josh Brolin, Ryan Gosling. That's the LA Confidential knockoff. And Broken City, which is Beyond Repair. That's with Mark Wahlberg and Russell Crowe. Out of those four, I recommend The Impossible and Promised Land, and that's it.